you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today my very special guest is Rachel Buckner, and she is a licensed massage therapist out of Clarksville, Tennessee. And Rachel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
You're very welcome. Okay, so Clarksville, Tennessee, tell us a little bit about your business there.
Actually, at the moment, I just started working out of my house. I used to work out of a yoga spa, and I do a variety of different things, mostly massage related.
Do clients actually come to your house? How do you find clients? What's your outreach?
Most of the time, right now I do have a certain client base that have been coming to me for a while.
Right.
And then word of mouth is my greatest friend.
Right.
My church.
Friends,
just,
family.
Yes, and I do, exactly. Friends, family. Facebook is great too. I can always do different ads through them, and there's a bunch of different groups that I promote myself on. So, I mean, in this day and age, it's pretty cool.
Now, how long does one of your sessions last, and what kind of massage techniques do you work into your sessions?
Well, that's a great thing about working out of my house is I can do a little bit of everything. I have a massage chair. I have a table. I can I actually go to people's houses and do different events as well.
Wow.
It's very, very versatile.
Yeah.
And so most of the time they're at least 30 minutes, but I actually try to work in however long you need, basically. So, I mean, there's the typical, anywhere you go, you're usually going to have 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 2 hours, just depending. And,
right.
But yeah, I kind of come in. So if you want an hour, I'm going to try to work within that scope. And then, but if I need to, I can work a little bit more because I can do what I want. And then exactly. So then, what I do offer is of course, traditional Swedish. There's, I do myofascial release. Mm-hmm. I do deep tissue. Those are my main focuses, and I like to just blend all of that together.
Right.
I do a little energy work. There's, what else do I do? And of course, I do have prenatal training. I'm certified in prenatal massage and infant massage.
Wow. So that is where I imagine new mothers coming in to have kind of some of the kinks worked out?
Yes. Yeah. It's very good for them. I have different bolsters that I use, of course, so that it's safe, and there's certain things that you need to know and what not to work on and how to position them properly, et cetera.
So the certification is basically your, I can do this, no problem.
Right. Yeah. And I've been doing it for quite a while now.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Now, for those listening who may not be privy to massages, which I don't know why you wouldn't be, but some people may not be, why don't you explain what a Swedish massage is?
It's more of a relaxation-based massage, and it's just longer strokes. Petrissage, which is a kind of like kneading bread.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just kneading the muscles and just literally wringing them out. And it's just more gentle. And the difference with deep tissue is deep tissue and like a myofascial release. They have sometimes little to no oil, with those two. And of course the Swedish usually use a lot more, oil
right.
to make it more, make it smoother. But with a deep tissue and myofascial, then you're literally trying to stretch the fascia.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is the fascia is the web between everything, like your whole entire body just webs and weaves everything together.
Right.
So it's and they're finding out it's more beneficial and important than they realized. And, so you want more friction and more, to go, you know, the slower that you go, the deeper that you can go into the muscle and then stretch the fascia as well. So it's just a little different. That's definitely, you need to find somebody that can work within your comfort zone. Cause there's this is not exactly scientific, but it's like a good pain and a bad pain. If you feel that release, like something's going on,
right.
Then you're great. But if you literally feel pain, and find somebody that you're comfortable with and that you can Like I always tell my clients, always tell me what you know, everything's customizable. If you don't like something, you just let me know. And of course I try to keep in constant contact with, you know, is this too much oil? If right. I'm pulling on your skin, let me know. So always know that that's one thing that people come in and they feel all embarrassed. And I'm like, you're paying for this. So do, you know, tell me what's going on. Is the music too loud? Is, you know, you don't like my pressure, you know, or you want me to stay on one part that felt great and you weren't quite done with, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, after all, it is about them and their relaxation. So I guess exactly. That makes complete sense. Do you ever find yourself working like some of your energy work into your massages? Like, do you find that taking place?
Yeah, a little bit, because I have been doing it for, I think it's been 15 years since. Wow. I got out of school. Yeah, and I've pretty much been into it ever since then. And I do work on a lot of military. My husband was military, so mm-hmm. and I live right outside of Fort Campbell right now. And so you get a lot of different people.
Yeah, I
and,
imagine so, yeah.
You know, learning how to work in that scope of, because emotion is interweaved into your whole body. It's not just your brain. Like there's actually memories and things that are in your synapses throughout your body, not just in your brain. So, I mean, I could be working on your elbow and this, you know, something, a certain memory pops up and it's very vivid, like you're almost there. And so there's things called like emotional release techniques and different things that you can actually help.
Wow.
Psychologically as well as physically. In the massage. So I don't do that personally, but I think that's really cool too.
Yeah, I think that's sick. Well, Rachel, unfortunately, we have to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to give you the opportunity. Where can people find your business online? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page? Hook us up.
Yeah, a Facebook page, Rachel Buckner, LMT. That's all I have for right now, because like I said, I just go by word of mouth for the most part, and then that's where I kind of put what I do, and you know, if you don't want to ask me, then you can find all my information on there.
All right. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming on, and I wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.